This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a birthday party in Bel Air last night, Bel Air being one of the swankier parts of L.A. Sumner Redstone turned 92 years young, a word I use intentionally because Redstone has more on his plate than most nonagenarians do. He owns majority stakes in and is the chairman of both Viacom and CBS, but age and his increasing reclusiveness are raising some questions about the future of his empire. Bill Cohan writes about Redstone and his life in the current issue of Vanity Fair. Bill, it's good to have you on.
Thank you. Great to be here.
How did Sumner Redstone become Sumner Redstone?
Well, by taking risks that people didn't think he knew how to take or could take successfully, by buying Viacom, the media conglomerate, when nobody expected him to succeed at that, turning around a few years later and buying CBS for a lot of money. He did make some mistakes. He bought Blockbuster Video for about $7 billion and ended up liquidating that. But by and large, through the last 25 years, has been able to get control of both Viacom and CBS, which are two obviously very important media companies.
Les Moonves, the guy who runs CBS, is openly worried about what happens when Sumner Redstone passes away.
Well, and so is Philippe Dumont, the CEO of Viacom. I think they're openly worried because they probably don't want their companies to be put in play unless they can control sort of how the denouement of that works out. Sumner is the chairman of both companies. His ownership stake in each company is in this irrevocable trust, which basically kicks in when he dies. There's been some talk that Les Moonves has been trying to buy Sumner's stake in CBS with the help from private equity firms before Sumner passes. That obviously has not really come to fruition yet. Obviously, there's uncertainty regarding these companies when such a big stake could potentially be put in play. But, you know, Rupert Murdoch could come along right now and say, I want to buy CBS, and the board would have to take it seriously.
That would be something to watch. How active is he? He's a chairman of the board, right, of Viacom and CBS. How active is he with Les Moonves and Philippe Dereux at Viacom? Do they talk on the phone every day? Does he send them emails? What does he do? Do you know?
Well, he doesn't use email. He will tell his assistants in New York or Los Angeles how he wants to communicate, and they will either send faxes to Philippe or Les. The Viacom people told me that Sumner is able to make his views known about what he wants Viacom to do. He's especially focused on the Viacom stock price, which has had a rough go of it of late. I think Les Moonves at CBS is probably less in touch with him than Philippe is, but what I'm being told, they would not let me see Sumner. They would not let me visit with him, which of course would allow us to understand exactly what's going on, but that he's able to make his views known.
So I'll tell you, I went up to his house about 8 or 10 years ago to interview him. He lives like above Beverly Hills, right? It's up in Beverly Park or whatever it is.
Right.
And you know, the big joke is that he says he's never going to die. The thing is, though, that he actually believes that stuff. I mean, I asked him what happens when he leaves, so to speak, and he all but leaned across the coffee table and strangled me.
And he reiterated that to me in these email answers. But I think, last time I checked, no one kind of gets out alive. Sumner may be in a different category. He has been for a long time. The Viacom guys tell me that he's, quote, unquote, as sharp as a tack. Some people dispute that. You know, I think it's possible that for Sumner Redstone, the end might actually be coming, although there's, you know, when that could come, who knows? He's obviously at home. He's doing the things that he's been doing, but I think he's definitely slowing down.
Bill Cohan, he is a contributing editor at Vanity Fair. His piece about Sumner Redstone, the 92-year-old Sumner Redstone, is called Endless Sumner. It is in the magazine on newsstands now. Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.
We've got that interview I did with Redstone back when he was a mere 83, I think. It's on our website, marketplace.org.